Jammers.
Wait, what's the show?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And.
Hey.
Stephen Penta.
And real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh.
I mean, like, it's Selfish Health.
Jammers.
We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want.
So we had a bit of like a Frenchie from Greece situation happen.
What happened?
Well, she put, okay, so my friend Lauren, who does my hair, who's great. If you live in Long Beach, you should get your hair done by Lauren Paisani. But she doesn't charge me, so she always tries out new product on my hair.
Like being a hair science experiment.
We've also talked about this. Genuinely, I do not care.
Right.
You're the same way.
Yeah.
Hair grows. If it's cut too short, don't give a shit.
Right.
If it turns pink, don't give a shit.
Right.
It'll fade. It'll grow. I don't care. So she used a new toner and it turned it a little pink.
Turned you into the Wendy.
Yeah.
She gave
it
you the Wendy.
Looks
yeah.
cute.
Oh, I said, I was like, God damn it.
See, I think this is actually much more like, worlds just, you know, like you guys are
We're
so synced
look like
up
assholes.
Yeah, like you guys are so like, synced up that your hair synced up
now.
Yeah, exactly.
now the good thing is we don't have to buy wigs for our slot machine lady costume, because we have, because it's like mine's a tint that faded and yours is like a faint pink, so it really looks like the old lady, the blue haired ladies, where it's like, did they do that on purpose or are they just like
100, it's super cute. The cuts, look how cute.
Yeah, the cut's great.
It's really cute. It's nice and short.
Yeah, we have almost the same hair. Mine's a little bit short in the back.
It's bad. We need to take a picture.
Yeah.
As soon as I get there. Both eating a tuna sandwich.
Yeah.
At a diner. Both eating a tuna
and
melt.
And we got to figure out. So here's something that we may as well just talk about
this time
it
next week.
Here.
I'm going to be there, by the way.
No. You're listening to this episode, the day it comes out, Megan is in my house and it's Halloween.
I'm inside of you.
You're
it's Halloween and
body.
I'm inside of you.
The scariest gift of all.
I love holidays.
Yeah.
Halloween, Christmas, give it to me. This is the best time of year. I get all the holidays, all the stuff. So really, on Halloween, putting myself inside you is the greatest gift of all.
Right.
Early Christmas present. I'm just combining all my loves. You, Halloween, Christmas.
Giant pussies.
Gift giving. Pussies. Getting in them. Just all my favorite things.
It's like, that's like our version. Halloween's the high holiday for us. So this is like, you're the baby Jesus of Halloween.
Yes.
Except he's, but it's everything
Except
diverse. He was born of a virgin. You are born of a whore.
Yeah, exactly. I was born a whore.
Yeah. And a whore begat a whore.
Oh, that's a great idea. We should rewrite the Bible.
Yes.
We never thought of that before.
I mean, that seems so in sync with the Jammers compound. I'm actually surprised we haven't started this soon.
Well, maybe we have.
I'll be there in a few days. Don't worry about it. We've got some stuff in the works.
So we got to plan this before we talk about, because we are going to have a pretty sick jam sesh about the follow-up to Remy's episode, but we got a plan. So, okay. So you get in at 6 in the morning on Tuesday. So if you're in New York, come to JFK.
Yeah. If you're in New York, I'd love a ride.
So you know what I was thinking would be fun? Because I mean,
eat a tuna melt at 6 a.m. Yes.
Yes.
I agree
so
with you.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'll take the train. We could take the train together to be funny, but we could also take a car and be equally funny.
Yeah, we're not to know. Not to know.
And we can eat some
I don't want to deal with taking the train with my bags.
No, but I was thinking about waking up and showing up in a car. I was going to surprise you, but I'm terrible with surprises. So I just tell you everything I'm thinking about. But yeah, that would be fun to ride a car together and I'll like bring tuna melts.
Oh my God, I would die. And you know who else would die? The driver. Oh, cool. I'm going all the way from Manhattan to JFK with two tuna melts in my car and this disgusting woman who will not stop talking to me about shitting. And then I get to drive back from Manhattan or from JFK back to Manhattan with two disgusting whores eating the tuna pelts.
Yeah. I was going to make a terrible joke.
You'll have to pay for the service to clean the car as if we threw up drunk in it.
Be like, oh, I had a JFK radio this morning. I had two stinky tuna melts and they were eating sandwiches.
Hello.
I'll be at
Jammers. We'll be here all week.
And that's the kind of jokes we're going to do at the comedy club that will be on the compound. Let's not forget the original vision of Jammers.
Yeah, it is a C-list comedy club. Right. C-list. You don't know any of these people.
Right. Yeah, so now that we're together, we got to practice our vaudeville act. It's our vaudeville sandwich act.
Well, that's why we have matching hair now.
Right.
Matching hair, matching tuna melts, matching sandwiches.
Matching fart smells. Once our fart smells sync up, that's going to be the real kicker.
Oh, it's going to be a treat. That's going to be a real treat.
Especially because it's cold, so we'll keep the windows closed. Hot box Sebastian.
This is going to be a nightmare.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be like one of those trips where I'm like, oh, I can't wait to go to the Natural History Museum and walk around Central Park. And we're not going to leave the apartment.
No. I'm taking the blow up mattress, Steven's mattress today when I leave here. Yeah, it's like a high. And I'm going to, oh, man, I'm so excited. We can jump on the mattress.
I mean, you don't need
to. What are you? You should not do that on a blow up mattress.
Right? Yeah, but we can jump up from the mattress to the bed.
Don't jump on an air mattress. Never jump on an air mattress. You're just asking for a big pop.
See, I was saying that, but now that Steven said it, I think we should do it.
Yeah, I knew it.
I was saying that, and then I remembered it was Steven's.
Yeah.
So fuck it. Let's jump on and pop that air mattress.
You show up with soccer cleats. Okay, so I didn't have room to pack my heels, but I did bring my jumping shoes.
Yeah, three pairs.
Right, these are my bed shoes.
Oh, this is very exciting.
Yeah.
This was official as of this morning because I was down in Orange County visiting my friends. I am officially the same shoe size as my friend's 7-year-old son. I am very happy about this.
Congratulations.
I'm getting all his shoes.
Oh, yeah. All his leftover shoes.
So we've been waiting because I've been telling him for like a year because we've been close, like real close. And I was like, oh, man, I'm going to take all your shoes. Once we're the same size. Shoes. Dude, he wears cool shoes. He wears like
of course.
Vans and stuff. Yeah. You know, cool shoes that provide no support and I'm too old to wear, but I don't care. So,
for Christmas, you buy him like a nice pair of like leopard print heels. You're like, what in the hell? Look, I don't want these. I want you
to. I'm taking him shoe shopping. I'm going to take him shoe shopping and get cheap versions of what I want.
Yeah.
Because they're child size, which that's a great hack. If you have small feet, my friend Marie does this. She's a tiny, tiny person and she wears child size shoes. So she just gets like dope ass sneakers for little kids.
Yeah.
And they're like half as much as regular.
Yeah. That's a good tip for, I mean, clothes in general. Cause like kids stuff. So like, even if you have,
we're very skinny. So we're the size of children.
Right. That's what I was going to say. Like if your feet are big, you can't shrink your feet, but you know what you can do? You can just stop eating. And then when you get super, super thin, you can fit into little kids clothes and kids are getting fatter. God bless America. So I mean,
USA.
I saw last time I was in a Target. I remember looking at I was like, oh, this is cute. I'm like, oh, it's the kids section. But they had like size like 18X. And I was like, fuck yeah, that sounds like a medium in my book. And I'm built like a kid because I got big. I'm built like a chunky 14-year-old because I got big old shoulders and tiny tits that are going to sprout any day. Cross your
fingers.
You're
going to get there.
I know. I believe it. And that's why I can fit into husky girls clothes. I love it. Tops only.
I also want to see you shopping in the husky girls section. Just you walking around like, oh, where's your daughter?
This is for me.
You would also be trying it on in the section, like not in a dressing room.
Oh no, I'd put it on the thing just to brag. I'm so thin.
Yeah, I'm the same size as a fat 10-year-old. Thank you very much.
Yeah. What size am I? How about a kid with a pituitary problem? Scoot over, lady. Just in them wearing like a big maternity thing. Oh, I'm like the size of an infant. Okay, so those aren't infant clothes. Those are for a woman with an infant.
That's maternity.
Right. Clothes for a baby. Yeah.
I will say apparently maternity bras are incredibly comfortable.
Oh yeah, I would assume they would be. My sister's got a bunch.
You should take one. Just to sleep in as a robe.
Right. I like maternity bras because it's that oversized sweater look that's so popular right now. Athleisure, I believe Nick Youssef called it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's all I'm bringing. I'm just bringing leggings. Oh, we have to go shopping.
Yeah.
I need new jeans and I was going to go shopping, but I don't have time because I'm working so many works, all the works.
Yeah. Well, because you have a lot of money. I need to get jeans too, actually.
Okay, so we should go jean shopping and yeah. then we can and then we can take turns shooting each other in the face. Yes. I will be so depressed.
Do you know what? That's my hate. I hate buying jeans. And I was like, I got to buy a new because I got the free Calvin Klein stuff from when I worked there a couple years ago. But those are like kind of stretched out and they're cute. But I'm like, I want a new pair of jeans. And I'm right now wearing my mom's jeggings that she gave me. She passed along to me. So I'm wearing like stretch pants. I hate jean shopping. I hate it. I hate it. Last time I went Madewell, I was successful.
I pretty much only do online anymore.
You can't. I can't. I can't buy online. It's
boys can do that.
No, I just
boys can do that. I can't buy anything, especially jeans, especially pants, unless yeah. I try them on.
Well, they yeah. have to be so I'm much like, tighter for women.
I got a big old ass and I'm short. So most of the time I'll like get pants. If I just got my size and it's like a pair of jeans I've never tried on, they'll fit me at my waist and then they'll be like 7 inches longer than yeah. I am.
See, as soon as I know my size in jeans brand, I'm like, I'm never setting foot in this store again.
Yeah. Well, that's a nice thing if you know then, your size, but then
if
like,
you know the brand, but if you're getting yeah. something new,
right?
Like I think dudes, it's easier for a dude to be like, I'm a 32 waist.
Yeah.
I can go anywhere and they're all just the same cut jeans.
They're a little bit different, but yeah, but I just send them back. I'm like, whatever. I'll just send them back.
I bought bras at Costco today. Yeah, I'm that lady now.
Yeah.
Well, they had Calvin Klein bras.
I'm wearing a Calvin Klein bra. It's a yeah. sample size bra that's like a child's bikini top.
I hate it. It's a 38C and because you can't try it on because it's at Costco.
Right.
God, I love it. I am only 32 and I'm buying clothes at Costco.
Yeah.
Perfect. Anyways.
You can't just try it on over your clothes. They're not going to say anything.
Yeah, no one's going to say
anything. Do you know how bras work? How the fuck?
No, but just if you just put, and first of all, for the record, I do not know how bras work. Look, these are joke. I'm wearing a bra that's a joke bra.
It's for comedy purposes only.
I mean, it looks like a bikini top. It's just like, I don't, so like, I get it, but I would just try it on over a shirt. So to me, but that's because mine are the same no matter what I do.
Yeah, again, my tits are currently, I'm in my armpits. They're two-thirds of the way on my chest, one-third in my armpits right now.
Yeah, most women.
They're just getting further and further apart.
Oh, yeah, because I guess you would have to take the bra you have on off and then put yeah. on another one. Okay. See, you know, you learn a lot.
Okay, hold on. This would just rock your world. This was just like new information.
The discovery of this is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, this is good. Last week we learned about the shape of the clitoris, and now I'm learning about boobs. Here's the thing: I never got tits.
Thank God for Jammer's health class.
Yes, I never got tits, and so I just kind of blocked it out. You know, I was like, don't focus on what you don't got. Focus on what you do got.
Right.
A big ass.
Accentuating the positive.
I look like a centaur. The positive. To quote my niece, Aunt Wendy, you look like a boy.
Yeah, exactly. A boy centaur.
Yeah.
Aunt Wendy, have you ever seen the Chronicles of Narnia?
Aunt Wendy, I know you said you're a comedian, but I think you're from Narnia. It's a nightmare. And I walked in here real fired up.
You were fired.
The Uber driver was late and he just got lost and he told me multiple times from the back of like just looking through the rearview mirrors, he was describing his high protein diet to me. And I was trying to have a good because I get in the car and I'm like, hi, how are you? And he's like, good, how are you? I'm like, great. And then I was like doing shit on my phone. And he just started trying to like be zen. I don't know. I truly don't know. And I was trying to be zen back, but
yeah,
because
he was an idiot.
Yeah. We go, we're driving.
And it took you an extra 20 minutes to get to Stevens. He wasn't zen, he was dumb.
Yeah.
A common misconception.
He was like,
you can think someone's really chill. They're not really chill, they're just fucking stupid.
That was the thing. That's what I realized. At first I'm like, oh wow, he's very like, I get in the car and it's one of those things where like, yeah, I want to always be like, you can just be zen, like an example by like not speaking. You don't have to get it. I'm like, he's like, how's your night going? I'm like, great. I'm like on my way to work and I'm trying to get some emails done. Thanks so much. How's your night? Good, good. Done. I'm thinking, okay, great. We're done.
That's it.
Yep. And then he goes, yeah, I mean, it doesn't really do any good to complain, you know? Cause like, it doesn't run. I was like, oh my God. And I'm like, yep. Got it.
Yeah. So don't do it.
Yep.
I'm not, you're not, let's not.
Yeah, let's not. And then he just kept going on. And then he started talking about his diet. And that's when I looked up, I opened my eyes because I was closing my eyes trying to meditate myself out of that reality. I was like, I will out Zen you, sir. And I will meditate myself out
by
of this
breaking the simulation.
Right. Please, God, let me wake up with Megan inside of my pussy. I want to wake up on a popped air mattress with
time
Megan.
Time travel.
I want to. That's what you're wishing for.
I want to be Megan.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I want to be I want to be in Megan's mind while she's in my womb. And this is all a nightmare.
You know what's so fun is between you and Carly, I am going to be in a lot of pussies in New York.
I know.
Because Carly already told me I got to like get in her pussy real quick when I get there. Which that's me because you never met Carly.
I know. We got to hang out. Never met her.
Oh, it's going to be so much fun. You're going to love her. She's a real cunt. She's a real, real piece of shit of a person. Beautiful. Annoyingly beautiful. Total cunt. She's the best. I love her so much.
That's a perfect combination. Because if you're going to
I've known her half my life. She's done all the things we've done.
Oh, perfect.
She just looks so much better.
So we have to go raid her like cosmetics. We just have to raid her creams.
I thought you were about to say soul.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by cosmetics. I want to steal your face cream. That's a euphemism.
Right.
Your pussy plasma. That works the same.
I do have to pussy plasma. Good transition to what we're going to talk about. But I have to bring weed to New York and I'm kind of freaked out. I should be fine, right? Because I don't have a layover.
Why do you have to bring it?
I don't have to, but Carly wants me to bring her a weed pen. I think it's fine.
I think the pens, I might cut this off, but I think the pens are usually okay. I think I'm pretty sure Christina's traveled.
No. Oh, is the government listening? Am I going to get raided at Burbank Airport?
No, I know. But are you checking a bag?
Yeah, but I'm going to carry it on.
Oh, I would say put it in the check bag.
No, because those pens, they'll go through your bag.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because like the vape pens.
Why don't you just like pretend?
She just wants it. It's a vape pen. She wants a vape pen.
Why don't
she
you
flew
just
with it.
Like pretend to be writing a note with it?
I'm just so bad because TSA. Preston's flown with weed. Like I know so many people that have flown with weed out of California because you can. It's legal here. Yeah. You can. It just depends on what state.
See,
like we threw weed away in Arizona when we got stuck in Arizona for the night on the way to Missouri because we're like, we're not going to go through security in Phoenix
right
with weed because here they will cut our hand off or whatever the fuck they do in that backwards ass state.
They'll cane you. It's just like Singapore. The laws are
exactly
just like Singapore.
I've heard
but
that.
I know loads of people have done it. I'm just so the reason I'm paranoid is because I've never stolen anything. As much drugs as I did, I was never a criminal. I couldn't steal stuff.
I paid for every drop of methamphetamine I put in my body.
I ever put in my body. But I can't do, like, I can't, I just think I would look so guilty.
Yeah.
Like, Preston told me, I found out in an Uber when we were going to St. Louis that he had weed on him. And I was like, be cool, Megan, be cool. Like, I don't even think, like, weeds, like, it's not a thing.
I don't get that worked up over that kind of thing.
I know, but this is my other thing. Because I have done so much fucked up shit, and I've never spent a night in jail. I've never been arrested. Nothing.
Have you ever been arrested?
No.
See, but I did a lot more fucked up illegal shit a lot longer than you did. So I've always been paranoid. Like I'm gonna get fucked on the dumbest thing. So that's why, like, I'm always like, I'm gonna be that person that like has two beers at dinner. And is like up, like gets pulled over and is like a 0.078 and they round up. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'm just like, they're gonna, like, I'm convinced I'm gonna get screwed. So no, maybe I won't see you in 3 days.
Yeah. That's a good attitude to have, by the way. You should, but the thing with the weed pen is you can be like, and full disclosure, with a weed pen, I would absolutely be the same. So full disclosure, the idea, if someone were asking me to bring weed over, I would be like, no, I'm not. For the same reason. I have this fear because there's a podcast called Locked Up Abroad that they stopped doing. But
wait, podcast? You mean a show that was on like 10 years ago?
Yeah, that show. But there's a podcast. There was a podcast where they told the same kind of stories. And I would listen to it when I was like at the gym or when I was doing stuff. And I'd be like, oh my God, this is like
cocaine. Like when you were doing cocaine.
Yeah. When I was doing stuff like working out or cocaine. But yeah, it's like all those, that stuff is super scary. And I do not like it. I one time accidentally, I had a Coke straw on me And I was in the, and I just, but I never had drugs on me my whole life. So I just, it was something that didn't occur to me. And I was in line at LAX and I had like a Coke straw in my pocket. And I fully just like forgot it was there. And my whole life, but because my whole life, I like never really did drugs and was like, you know, so just like not in my mind to be worried or like I got to conceal shit. And there's a guy with a drug dog and I'm like, hey, puppy. I talked the dog. And then as soon as I walked the turnstile, I was like, oh my God. And then I reached in my pocket to get my my ID.
Wait, as soon as you walked the turnstile?
Well, or walked, not the turnstile. I'm thinking about
I was like, were you at a ride at Disneyland? Yes. What LAX are you going to? You just walked through the turnstile to get into the LAX?
Yeah, is that the... I've never actually, I'm not actually living in New York. I've just been going on the swing ride over and over. Just doing cocaine and swings and circles. And I'm like, I've traveled the globe. But I turned the little, you know, turned the corner and the whatever. And I reached in my pocket to get my ID out. And I felt a Coke straw. And I was like, hey, maybe we don't pet the drug dog, you fucking criminal. And then I was like, instantly I felt my heart race and my body started to sweat. And I was like, the dog's going to smell my nervous sweat. Oh, I thought I was going to jail. And so I just gave. Yeah. So, I mean, now.
I'm so stressed. It's so dumb, though. It's not even a thing.
If you put it in your bag. Here's what you do, bro. Just like smoke a bunch of fucking weed and then pack your bags and then you'll like forget that it's in there.
Oh, that sounds chill as fuck. Thanks, Wendy's Uber driver from earlier.
See,
super helpful.
It just like, it doesn't do any good to like complain or think negative thoughts. Just like get super high and then throw whatever you stumble into your suitcase. And then you won't feel nervous because you won't know what the fuck is in there.
Yeah, exactly. I won't know where I am.
Right. No, that would make
it'll
me nervous.
Be fine.
I one time had, when I went to Turks and Caicos, I think I told you guys this, I like got to Turks and Caicos, like flew into the airport. And the guy that I went with had a bunch of protein powder. Did I tell you guys this?
No, he told us, huh?
So we're going through security at LA, at Newark. And they search his bag. And he has like a big bag of loose, like protein powder. And pistachios, because he was like, I like to be on my routine or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, you rich people. Ugh. He also got to the hotel and immediately, bless you, and immediately like hung.
Thank you. Leave that in.
Yeah. And he also like immediately like hung up his clothes. And I was just like, what, jumping in the beach. So I was like, oh, I can see how some people are successful and other people are nightmares. Yeah. All my clothes are wrinkled and I'm just covered in ocean water the whole time we're at the resort. So they search his bag and I'm like, tease, like making a joke. And I'm like, what do you think? You're walking around with a bag full of loose white powder. And we had a laugh. And I was like, that's hilarious. We get on the plane. We land in Turks and Caicos. We're in this like hot airport. There's no ventilation. And we're waiting to get through security and their drug dogs. Obviously. And I'm like, oh God, it's hot. And I'm like taking off my stuff. And I go to the bathroom to go pee. When I take off my jeans, pull them down to go pee, a baggie of cocaine falls out of my pocket.
Shut up.
Oopsies.
And so I did it all right there in the bathroom.
Did you?
No, I fucking freaked out. I was like, I can't believe that and it wasn't full, but it was like, it was
enough that you would have been.
It was cocaine in my pocket. And yeah. I'm like, Jesus. So I like got nervous and I was like, should I throw it in the trash? And I had a flashback to all those stories about getting like locked up in a windowless jail in Singapore.
Yep. For like 15 years.
And yeah. No one's doing cocaine in Turks and Caicos.
I know, but I mean, we had to walk through security and I'm like, there are dogs and like, this is not.
Yeah.
And so I like quit. I was going to throw it away and I'm like, I should flush this. And then I got really nervous and I flushed the whole thing down the toilet. And then I was like, oh my God. But anyway, the point of that is, again,
don't travel with cocaine.
No, travel with whatever you want. But if you can lie to yourself and somehow not know that it's on you, because the guilt is what gets you in trouble.
True.
So again, get really fucked up, pack all your drugs in a bag.
Forget about it.
Yeah, be real New York about it.
Yeah, you coming to New York, forget about it.
New York City, forget about the drugs in your bag.
Hey!
It's New York.
I love this town.
Yeah, no, that's scary. Well, I hope you don't go to jail. They have weed pens here. They have that stuff here.
Yeah, they do.
I know. That's why I think it's totally fine. It's a pen. I'm just going to bring a pen. Because I wanted to bring a pen for myself anyway.
It's just a pen.
It's just a mouth pipe. It's fine. It's just a mouth pipe.
It's just a
like that's what my head's doing. That's what my brain's like. Yeah.
It's just a mouth pipe. it's a pipe. I mean, it could be for tobacco. It's a tobacco pipe.
Yeah. It's an oil burner. It's an oil burner. It's an oil burner.
It's a lamp. I carry my own lamp. Hello.
I carry my own old timey lamp.
Yeah. Just wear your fancy dress on the plane and just walk in with a lantern.
Oh, like a real insane person. Yeah. Perfect. Great. Yes. I know. I might. No, I'm not. I don't know. I don't think I'm going to bring my computer, which will free up some room.
For weed pens. Yeah.
Yeah. For loads of weed, for like computer sized amount of weed pens.
Fuck work anyway.
I don't need my fucking, I don't want to cart my computer around.
Yeah. If you don't have to do anything, you can use my laptop.
I don't have to do anything. I've got my phone. Yeah, exactly. Worst case, I can use your laptop and I have my phone.
Yeah.
Which does all the things.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's nice. We have a little computer in our pocket so we can never relax and everything's constantly lighting up in our face.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm constantly stressed. Perfect. Yeah. Great.
Well, hey, you know how you could relax from all that technology?
Yeah. Let's watch Steven do this. Wait, no, let him finish.
No, but if you wanted to chill
Steven,
out,
how could we relax from all the technology?
He could masturbate a little.
Yeah.
Yeah, jerking off.
Oh, man. That was good.
Yeah, that was so awkward. I feel like I really got peer pressured into that one.
I know, you did.
Yeah, I'm really, really really ruining the circle jerk right now, you guys.
Yeah, it's never as good when you feel forced, you know? That's the thing with a segue. It's well, just some, like an some, orgasm. It's got to come naturally and be relaxed.
It's better
or
forced.
Right. Rape works. I mean, at least one person.
Consensually forced.
Well, that's really how rape works, is you're forced.
Right.
That's really like the crux of rape.
That's not where I'm going with this, you guys.
You raped us with your segue.
No.
It was segue rape.
Oh, that sounds what's even worse is that I'm just picturing a segue.
Right. A horrible dated technology reference entry.
So someone being raped on a segue.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking
with a segue.
Yeah, I was thinking like a tire tread over.
That was actually how the inventor of segue died.
I was thinking just like a tiny segue.
Oh, I was thinking a big one.
And I also don't know why I held it like this with my finger here. Like it was like a shot. I was playing.
That's how you hit the G spot.
Fake shots. How? Like this with one thumb like this and your other fingers like this?
I didn't learn anything from last week, you guys. I'm sorry.
You already know where all this stuff is. You're such a good actor. You know where the G spot and the P spot.
I mean, G spots are complicated.
I know.
And the Z spot. I'm just going to start saying letters.
The X spot.
Steven's mad. He's like, what's the X spot?
What's the
The V spot is a great vegan restaurant around Alex Carabano. Shout out to Alex.
I want
to
go there.
We're going. Can we go there? If you're in New York, check out the V spot.
They have delicious avocado fries.
Yeah, their food is really yummy.
I'm not eating that in New York, but yeah, I'll get other stuff.
They're so good. I'll get an avocado fry with my tuna melt. I'll have avocado fries on my pizza slice.
Because it's healthy. It's healthier than eating potatoes if you deep fry fat and fat.
Yeah. Fat and fat.
If you coat fat in breadcrumbs and deep fried, it's better for you.
Yeah. Because, you know, when you eat fat like that, especially double fat, your body burns more of your own fat because you're feeding it fat. It's
science.
Dude,
everyone knows a double negative equals a positive. So double fat, I'm skinny.
Right. just shoveling deep fried avocado in your mouth 2 weeks until I'm in those Husky Girls clothes at Target.
I was going to say, I can't wait to go jean shopping.
God.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. And normally when I masturbate, but I jerked off 4 times today in preparation for this episode.
What a hero.
As
commitment to your job.
To the craft.
I was going to not, and the first 3 times I didn't even have to watch porn. But the last time I did, I was like, let me treat myself.
Yeah. I do have a full report on the womanizer.
Yeah.
I have a full report.
This is very exciting.
This is exciting. I'm curious to hear.
Report.
Yeah. So tell what. So what happened with the womanizer? Tell
us about it. I'll post the video of me, which I did.
Okay.
I did the day I got before I used it because it came in the mail like 5 minutes before I left for work. I was like, motherfucker. Well, he had to charge anyways. So I took a video, which I sent to Wendy. I took a video of me opening it and like I show how it looks. But so I get to work and I'm all excited. And my friend Michelle walks into work. I'm like, Michelle, because we always talk about vibrators and jerking off and stuff. Like normal adult women do.
Hold on.
At their job at a restaurant.
Hold on.
Between tables.
Well, now, I just want to break in here real quick. Okay. I've always felt kind of badly because the one cook is always looking at your pussy and asking for birthday hugs. But now that I know that you and Michelle are just talking about jerking off constantly.
Yeah. You know, what we do is we go right back in the kitchen and stand right there and then talk about jerking off.
He probably goes home to his wife and he's like, I do not feel safe at work. There, these two women, they come in.
Oh, 100%. It goes both ways. He's probably, that's why he's staring at my pussy, because he's like, what's wrong with it? Why do you constantly have to be jerking off?
Yeah. He's just like,
what's wrong with it?
Is there something in there right now? He's trying to make contact with it. He's like, wiggle twice if you're safe. He's trying to be like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Is your mommy abusing you?
Do you need help?
He just, he's feeling you to feel if he can feel like scar tissue or anything like that building up in your pussy. So he's actually the good guy in this story.
Yeah, he's the good guy. he's the good guy, exactly.
Okay, so you guys are harassing your coworkers.
So I get to work and I was like, and she walks in the first, I was like, oh my God, Michelle, got a new vibrator and I have to show you this video. She was like, sorry, excuse me. And I was like, oh, it sounded the way I said that sounded like I'm going to make you watch me jerk off. So, listeners, I'm not going to post a video of me jerking off yet.
Yeah.
But I will post a video because it's fucking cute. That's the thing. It's really cute. This is the cutest vibrator.
I mean, they make an assortment of cute vibrators.
I got the lipstick one.
Yeah.
Where it does. It looks like a giant lipstick, but the color scheme is really cute. It's like a pink and a green combo. It's super, super cute.
Yeah, it looks like the Great Lash Mascara, the Maybelline Mascara. It's really cute.
Yeah, exactly. And it comes with two heads that you squidge on. One for like big clits, one for regular clits. I haven't figured out which one I am yet because they both fit. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way to go wrong, apparently.
Yeah, I'm still figuring this thing out. It has 6 speeds. Which I told Wendy, and I think she wanted to jump off a cliff. Because when I got home from work and it was charged, I played it for you. Basically.
Yeah.
I turned it on each speed on the phone and put it like right so she could hear.
Mm-hmm.
It gets aggressive real quick.
I did not, like, I saw the thing and I'm like, oh, that's cute. And then, yeah, when we got home from work, we're on the phone and she played it so I could hear. And just the first sound was like, okay, it was like a little like a friendly little squirrel, like chewing on your
butt. Sorry? You should definitely review sex toys.
It was just like,
yeah,
like a little hum. And then it quickly was like, and I'm like, okay, you'll do this.
Yeah, it goes from like cute to
aggressive.
Jackhammer.
Very crazy, real quick.
What's the animal reference there, squirrel woman?
I don't know, a grizzly bear chewing on your clit.
Having used it, I will say close.
I guess,
but like a cute, like all, but like Yogi Bear.
Yeah,
like cute, like a bear,
right?
But like a cute,
like
one
a very,
it's like giving
dumb
you a good
bear
time, like you're having a picnic.
Yeah,
but it's still a scary bear.
Yeah, so he's down, and then he's like,
but he brought you a sandwich. Like it's still a scary bear, but he brought you a sandwich.
He brought you a sandwich, and he's like, hey, I like your clit, and I like your boo boos.
Oh no, I hate that. Oh, I hate it so much.
I mean, I feel like we would have got emails if I didn't make that joke. It was just sitting there.
Oh, I hate how much I'm laughing right now. God damn it. I'm like angry at my body's reaction to that joke.
Oh, it's such a good, bad joke.
All right. Okay. You won the good, bad joke game for sure.
Now I'm just picturing a sexy naked lady with two boo-boo heads.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
And her pussy opens like a basket, like a picnic basket flap.
Well, it's pronounced picnic, first of all.
Oh, my apologies.
I'm embarrassed for you, to be perfectly honest.
Picnic. If we do that, what's that bear's name? I forgot his name.
Bear.
Yogi. Okay, yeah, Yogi. I almost said Yogi, and then I was like, no, Yogi Bear is a baseball player, Wendy. Duh, but it's the same.
Yeah, not the racist baseball player, okay. Yogi Berra.
Right.
The fun, friendly,
yeah,
picnic having bear that lives in Jellystone.
If Yogi we Bear. Do, oh my God, Jellystone.
It was Jellystone. That was the whole thing.
The idea for the Jellystone jammers, I mean, jelly and jam. So Jellystone compound. So we could do like a
theme park. So we moved to a fictional national park.
Yes. And part of, and I think something that we could do, like a Yogi Bear themed vibrator, is kind of a cute idea.
Yeah, with nipple clamps that are Boo Boo's face.
Yeah, these are for your Boo Boos. And then all the different head sizes for the clits. You, it could be like, hey, it's the pick a clit basket.
Oh,
yeah, pick a clit. I did it.
These are $1 million ideas we're just giving away on this podcast.
I know.
I mean, what's this podcast for if we're not blessing the world with diamonds?
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah. Have you listened to an episode, Stephen? I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I pay very close attention.
Well, we have a bunch of cubic zirconians. That's what we're giving people.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm picking dirt off the bottom of my shoe. Pick a clit basket. And I'm like, I don't know. Rub it off. Maybe it's shiny. Who fucking knows? I don't know. Probably not.
But you are squeezing.
Probably just a rock.
It's probably just a rock. It might just be gum that's hardened. Who knows? It may not even be either of those things.
Jammers. Ooh. Look how fucking nice I can sound.
We're together.
Yeah.
So I'm in New York and we're recording this on one track.
Yes.
So Steven hates us.
Yep. And so we're going to practice not talking over each other.
What?
Excuse me, hold on.
What?
And we're sitting on my bed. And we already kicked Sebastian off the laptop once. So we'll see if we can get through this.
It's probably, and this is that, like, we could have waited to do this ad, but we're very excited about this ad.
Yes.
This is maybe the most on brand perfect ad Jammers will ever get.
Right. It's the most on brand and the timing
impeccable.
Is impeccable timing. So we have a new sponsor.
And it's Lola.
Yes.
And I'm friggin' stoked.
I love Lola. You probably, most of you, I would assume, know it's, I see it everywhere, but Lola, it's a female founded company that does female hygiene products.
Which, and the thing about Lola that's super cool is, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but most tampons are trash.
Oh yeah.
You're just shoving trash inside of your body. A bunch of dudes invented them. They put dyes, they put all sorts of gross chemicals in there. You don't think about it, but you really don't know what's in your tampon and what you're putting inside of your body.
Right.
Inside of your
body. Like, inside of you. Yeah, it's dudes making tampons. That's why there's stuff like, ooh, it's hot pink. Oh, it makes you smell like a flower. Because they hate us. Men are slowly trying to kill us with these chemicals because it absorbs a lot more rapidly in your pussy tissue.
So that's why. Pussy tissue.
Yeah.
Perfect. Lola also makes it super easy because I'm sure most of our listeners, because we're all family, we're all very similar, real dumb, just like the two of us. The amount of times I've sat on the toilet and been like, oh, there's a surprise on my period. And I went through my last tampon the month before and at the time went, oh man, I'm going to go get tampons. But then a whole month goes by. I'm not going to remember to get tampons.
No.
So I'm sitting in the bathroom screwed and I got to wad up some toilet paper.
Right.
And shove it in there.
I've used a paper towel. Here's the thing with Lola. So not only are they organic, now here's, I got to be honest. I, until recently, didn't realize they provided the service. So I've heard about Lola because that's what they have in the bathroom at Equinox. And you know, it's only, but there's actually a label because the FDA does not require that you label that.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. That's why boys can put all that garbage in there. So, I mean, first you're like, okay, great. It's organic cotton. It's 100% organic cotton. Great. I'm into it. So that's, I've been using it from that. Now, this package, this is genius.
This is what I'm super, super, I'm excited about the other stuff, but this I think is so cool.
Yeah. So they do a service that they will send you, you can customize a package.
For like your flow. If you want pads, if you want tampons, how heavy your flow is. Like I am perfect. I have a very light flow. My period's last 2 days. So, you know, I need a real light box.
Right. I could have used 2 boxes all in what about a 5 minute period earlier today because I am on my period and Megan's soon to follow since we're together in the same building. So I am fully on my period today. I've been in physical pain all day. Thanks to Lola, I swear to God, I've got the tampons in my purse and I've got a heavy pad on right now. And then probably in 3 days I can switch to the lighter ones. It's great because the problem is when you go to the store, they don't have these multi-packs. You have to spend like 50,
well, and
60
also,
bucks.
You have to go to the store. Lola will drop it off at your house. And if for some reason you listen to this podcast, so you're not modest. But in case you are, it's a discreet package.
Right.
It doesn't say for your pussy all over the box.
It's not a...
It's not a picture of just like a bloody tampon screaming on the front. So don't worry about it. Like, don't be embarrassed, you know. Also embrace it. Be like, get your package. Scream to the neighbors. Yeah. I'm taking this inside and putting it in me right now, and I know what's in it.
I would like it to be labeled woman on her period. Like, I want some kind of a label to let people know, hey, don't bother me. Don't bother the bitch.
So, okay, so that's good. When we sit down with Lola, we can be like, we have some ideas.
Right.
But other than that, I think they're friggin' crushing it. And right now, this is so cool and such a crazy good deal. If you go to mylola.com, M-Y-L-O-L-O, Jesus Christ, you spell. I can't spell.
Well, to be fair, Megan was on a plane all night.
I haven't slept.
No, she hasn't slept. She was on a plane all night, then took the train here to my apartment. Don't cut this out, Steven. People want to hear this. They like this.
They don't.
This is a real conversation. So we're both deliriously tired, and I'm losing lots of my blood.
And I'm about to. So anyways, go to my Lola.
Okay, so I'll spell it for you. It's MYLOLA.com.
See, that's C-O-M. That's dot C-O-M.
Yep. See, that's good. You can spell.
Thank you. But if you go to that website and enter JAM, J-A-M, mm-hmm. I'm back, you get 40% off.
Yeah.
Which is bananas.
And this is not 40, like a lot of these deals they do, it's 40% off the first. This is 40% off all subscriptions. And this is something else that is important. This is another thing that I think is cool. You can stop or suspend your deliveries or your subscription anytime.
Yeah. So when I get knocked up by Preston in 1 month to 3 years.
Yes.
No big deal. I can cut it out for nine months. Just, and then I can go to the pads.
Right. Just get all... Actually, that's a great idea. Yeah, you just moved to all pads and panty liners.
Yeah.
To clean up all that pre-baby goo.
Well, and then also, because with this 40% off, saving money on diapers. I'll just get the pads for the baby.
Oh, my God.
Lola, we've got some big ideas. We should really sit down and get a meeting with them.
And you know what? I've used a pad as a cleaning product in a pinch. So, gentlemen...
Yeah, really, Lola's for everybody.
Yeah. I think this is great. So, I heard Sebastian shake. I hope you guys picked that up.
Okay, so we're going to go and eat our second tuna melt of the day. But like we said, go to mylola.com, enter JAM as the code.
Yep.
And you get 40% off all subscriptions.
Yeah, go start creating your own little fun box, your little mix of treasures.
Jammers? So you've used both of the clit heads? How many times have you masturbated with it?
Like 4 times.
Yeah. How was it? Well, I already know. I don't want to spoil it. Yeah.
You already know. It makes me squirt every time.
Every time?
Yes.
What?
Which is, it hasn't happened in a long time.
I knew I did it the first time. Holy shit.
Yeah. But I think my shitty Walgreens vibrator is a more intense orgasm, to be perfectly honest. It feels more like an inside one with that one, even though it's outside. Wendy knows what I mean by that.
Well, no, I know what you mean.
Well, because...
Shut up, Steven.
But, I mean, I'm familiar.
No, but it's... Yeah, like, but just like, I'm making a mess and it feels fine, but like, it could feel better.
Well, because,
do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
With the Walgreens vibrator, so I've never used the sucky one. I've used a
It's bigger.
And I know like with the Hitachi and with the other vibrators, like when I've used them, and most of the time I've come from them a couple times, but a lot of times it's so intense that I can't come because it like hurts because
the Hitachis are too intense.
Well, yeah. And even the regular little vibrators, like people, and I'm like, I don't get it. I just like my finger because I have like orgasms just with my finger that like just like barely rubbing that are like so crazy that like my legs shake and like my muscle spasms. So it's so sensitive, but with
that's what I get from the other one. My cheap, shitty Walgreens one.
Yeah. Now with that, I think that maybe feels more inside because are you like pressing it against your clit? So there's like pressure on it. So it's sending a vibration through the wraparound.
Yes, but it's also cause it's a long guy.
Yeah.
Like it is like an inside one. Like you could make it an inside one. Like it's a long cylindrical guy.
Yeah.
I guess would be a good way to describe it. Like it's like a dick. It looks like a plastic dick.
Okay.
But you know, not with a head. It's just like a cylinder.
Yeah.
So that, cause I'll press it like on the whole.
Yeah.
the whole shebang.
Right. We're doctors.
So I think it's covering medical. It's, but it's covering more ground.
Right.
And so that's why I think it feels more like an inside one.
Yeah.
Which feels more like an actual, like having sex one.
Right.
Where this one is like super, but it cause I haven't used the Hitachi in like over 5 years is when that
died a sad death.
Died a sad death from was murdered by a actual, rabbit.
Right.
So I think I just forgot what that feels like. Yeah. It's not bad. I think it's cool. And I totally, I'm not sending it back. I like it. I'm keeping it.
But you want a vibrational outer.
It's just different. And I also think I'm still like figuring it out.
Right.
I think I'm still figuring it out.
Yeah.
So I don't want to pass like, and it's like, it works. If we're just like there's only one way it could work and it works that way.
Right.
So like, I'm not, but it's just, yeah.
Well, what's interesting is when
I'd be interesting to hear other people's opinions of it.
Yeah. So everybody get this thing and send us and tell us what you think.
So everybody spends $72.
Yeah.
It's cute. It will look great on a mantle. I charge it on the mantle.
Right.
I have had conversations about this where the way that it's broken down is like, it's more of a once in a while orgasm. It's not like an everyday vibrator.
Yes, I will put it that way. And it's cool. Like it charges forever. It is super cute. But yeah, I'm not like, I do think it would be good to use like with a partner. Yeah. This one. I think this one would be more of like a,
which would make total
sense. Like a fun, like an add-on.
Which would make total sense that that's like Remy's go-to guy.
Right.
Like
it's like an add. Yeah. It's like putting guacamole, like getting extra. It's like,
I'm sorry. Sorry.
Yeah. Like adding guacamole.
Add guac to the order.
Yeah. On my pussy. Just like throwing a scoop of guac on my pooner.
You're good for it.
Pooner guac.
Yeah. That's,
It's extra.
Yeah.
Pooner guac. It's extra.
God. I pooner guac. That actually, that made me stop and have a flashback to a yeast infection. So thank you.
Do you get yeast infections?
I've had one.
I never get yeast infections. Me too. I've only had one my whole life.
I have one.
I don't get them.
And it lasted.
God, we have such clean vaginas. And anyone who has yeast infections, it's a problem with you.
Right. I got like audibly, I'm coughing up phlegm and I'm like, well, at least my pussy's clean.
It's like, my voice is all scratchy. My chest hurts.
I haven't
had a cigarette in quite a few days.
Oh, good for you.
Cool.
Because my chest hurts. So I'm going to try and not.
You know what? Credit where credit's due.
Yeah.
I'm more convinced that I have entire chest cancer. Is that possible? You just have
full chest cancer?
Breastplate cancer? Yeah.
Could be. When did it start happening? Did it start happening around the same time you started using your little squirt machine?
It's sucking my life force out. Oh my God.
Oh no.
That pooner guac is my life force.
Right.
The religious rite was
that pooner
right
guac
the
is
whole
your
time.
That pooner guac is your gallbladder. It's just organs coming
That's my
out.
Pancreas so slowly leaking out of
right
my pussy.
Yeah, because everyone says when women squirt, they're like, it's mostly pee, which is whatever, who cares?
Oh, which because I knew I was going to talk about this on the podcast. So in the name of science, and I know it probably still is, in the name of science, right before I jerked off today, I went pee. And I like went pee, like, you know, when you're like I was really peeing. Like I was really getting it all out there.
You know when you go pee, like,
and it still happened. It still happened.
Yeah.
And I mean, like I peed, and I get there's probably a little pee left, but
no, it's other stuff.
Quite frankly, I don't give a shit. Like, I don't care what it is. I'm never going to look as squirt as pee. Like, I don't care. You can tell me scientifically what it is. It just,
no, feels... there's an interesting smell to it. I've squirted a couple times.
Yeah. It's not, it doesn't smell like pee.
My bud Lola Jean actually did a video where she compared like she peed and squirted into a cup.
Yeah.
And like,
and ate, drank both it. Of them.
It just was like,
I would do
very, we know. Whoa.
I'll do it. I'll do it for 50.
Dare me?
This
do
isn't
dare
truth
me?
Or dare, dare Wendy.
Do it right now.
No one dares you. No.
So we have a cup of pee and a cup of squirt juice on this air mattress. And look, if you jump
I love squirt. You mean that delicious grapefruit soda?
Yep. Pooner squirt.
Never
That's
mind.
The Mexican version with real sugar.
Right. Do you remember in Spanish class? Because the verb to put is poner. And when in past tense, or like, but then when you conjugate the verb, is like, it's yo puse. Do you remember that?
No.
No, I took French like an idiot. We've talked about this. I took French favorite thing. Like an idiot.
Because if you're going to say like, I put something somewhere, you'd be like, oh, yo lo puse on la mesa.
How can you teach that to high school
like,
students?
And just be like, just I put saying. That on the table. I think that's what it means. Lawyer Tyler, double check my Spanish.
I pussied that on the table. Yeah, Tyler, if you could get back. I'm seeing Tyler on Sunday. So yeah. I'll have a full report Tuesday morning.
Yo puse. P-U-S.
When I get to New York.
E with an apostrophe over it. Or E con acento. As my Spanish teacher, who was like from Georgia. So we learned Spanish with like a Georgian accent. She'd be like, yo, puse, coche, classe. Like the, and then she would just in English yell at us, insubordinate.
What? What?
Yes. She was a crazy person.
That's amazing.
I picture this woman yelling insubordinate at least 3 times a day. Every time I squirt, I think about
it. It's good to know that she's left a lasting.
Right.
Yeah. Mark on your life.
That's your safe word.
Yeah. But lady cum is like lady squirt is different.
It's different.
And it has like a
I
smell.
I think it's different.
Yeah. It has like a scent to it. It's like
different. Yeah.
What? I'm sorry.
It's like a pungent. It's like,
yeah, you made a face that I did not care for.
I would imagine that all scents are different and, you know, things are going to change up, but. I don't know.
But your body scents are gross. And that's what But they're going to change, but you should be ashamed of
whatever your natural body odor is disgusting, and you should definitely work on it.
Obviously, that's
this episode brought to you by Summer's Eve.
Yeah.
God damn it.
You know what I like to enjoy on a Summer's Eve? A nice glass of Pooner Squirt with some extra guac on the side.
It's that real sugar that counts.
Mm-hmm. No, I love, obviously, I mean, I'm obviously pro body odor. Obviously that's a joke. I think all of your pussy juices smell great. I walked in here.
I've personally smelled all of them.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to you.
Right.
We don't have many listeners. We've been to all of your houses.
Right. Because we can track like where people listen. I don't know if you guys know that. We have a thing where we can see like what cities, which states. And so we've been slowly going to each of your homes.
Yeah. And jerking off.
Right.
And we jerk something.
Right. Then you have to find out what it is.
It's a mystery.
This was going to be our early Christmas present to you. It's a scavenger hunt. Find all the things we've jerked off on in your home. Go.
It's the unsafe room.
Yeah. See, this is our rewriting of the Bible and the tale of the holiday. It's now in Halloween. A whore begat a whore, and they ran around, and all the good boys and girls. If you were good, you got little jerk off. You got little cum droplets
sprinkled all over your room.
Yeah. It's like they have the naughty elves. My sister does that where they have the naughty elf and my sister. I know it's kind of creepy.
You mean Elf on the Shelf?
Elf on the Shelf, yeah.
He's not a naughty elf.
But he does
watches
like tricks.
You, so you're not naughty.
Yeah, but he does like tricks and things like that and does silly things. But you know what they did for my niece? Because she's a monster. My sister's like, we just keep him up year round. We're like, he's always watching you. He's always there.
I love that. That's just so smart.
Yeah.
I'm totally on board with that.
Yeah. So that's what
Santa watches you year round.
Yeah. You think God gives a shit? No, he's off doing
other
things.
Why do you think I leave? We leave our Christmas bowl out as our candy bowl year round.
Yeah.
So if Santa comes and checks in, I'll be like, look, I got a Christmas bowl out. It's chill.
Yeah. I'd be like, look, Santa, we're thinking about you all the time. No, jerk off in this bowl.
Preston's out of taffy.
Preston's out of taffy. Why don't you let me pull on yours?
Jesus Christ.
So let's talk about our squirts that we're going to do together in my apartment.
Oh my God. Yeah. This is
feeling real weird.
No, but the one time when I squirted though, it's not an intense orgasm. That's the thing. It's a weird.
No, that's yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think is why, and it's so weird because like for dudes, because it's happened with Preston a couple times and then it happened the first time it ever happened was the second time I had sex. When I was 14. Was I 14 when I last merged? 15? I can't. God, did I just get that old where I can't remember whether I was 14 or 15 when
your
I lost my
identity? Your brain is just filled with information about Jesus. Costco bra prices.
So yeah, that's like, all I've got up here. But apparently I squirted and the dude was like so stoked.
Yeah.
And I remember I was like, I didn't even like come.
Right.
Right.
Like I
didn't
know.
Like it wasn't as satisfying as your normal orgasm.
No. It will also, I was a child, so I didn't know what an orgasm really was. It was the second time I had sex. It probably just hurt still.
Yeah.
But he was so excited. And I just remember just being like, I guess that's like cool.
Yeah. It's a weird thing.
Where he was like stoked and it was like, I came, but it wasn't like I've come way harder.
Well, right.
I really do think the men are just
not squirted.
I really do think the men are just obsessed with the satisfaction, like knowing that they satisfy that they did their job.
Because that's what it is. I mean, that's what it is. That's why dudes dig it so much is because it's you can't tell otherwise. Yeah, exactly. If we're lying to you, we are. We're always lying to you.
Yeah.
But saying that is part of the problem though, because honestly, like if as a man
whispering that in the microphone is part of the problem.
I know it's a joke. But if you lie to a man about, you know, if men don't feel like women are being honest with them, then it creates
and we have
this
to rape you.
Thing. Well, okay, but that's the problem is you. But women are also conditioned to make men feel good, and part of making men feel good is making them think they did a good job.
No, but
so,
I think
like,
but I think if
it's a tricky situation.
But I think if
regardless.
You're honest and you train the guy, like if you're being honest and real.
Totally. I 100% get what you're saying, but we are literally trained to just make dudes happy from a young age.
Yeah.
And if you tell a guy, if like when he's like, did I make, and you say no, and then he gets all pouty and sad, then what you're going to do as a teenage girl is never do that again.
Yeah.
Right.
Is the next time be like, oh my God, yeah. Oh my God, I came so hard.
And I feel like male pouty and sad is the main fuck problem for so much shit. You know, that's
100%. But I'm saying like, that's the issue. It's not like women, this is what makes me so angry about all of this. And especially my friend just broke up with her awful boyfriend who's like a real cunt and into like all this like bullshit incel stuff that we just found out about today. And I'm like real riled up about it. Yeah. Like he watches some guy. We'll talk about it when I'm in New York. We'll talk about this next episode because I got to look up the guy. I haven't looked him up yet, so I don't want to say his name until I watch the videos. But like some real cunt, like right wing incel men's rights cunt. And I guess this guy's into that. And he's that like type of just women's fault. Rape culture isn't a thing.
Right.
Like women are just because all these dumb dykes want dicks. Like all of this
like
shit just came out.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, you've been with this guy for 2 fucking years. Are you kidding me? And like, no one knew about this, but like, that's the problem. It's like, he's the type of guy where he's like, rape culture isn't a thing.
Yeah.
Like you're the problem. It's not men's fault. It's your fault. And that's you saying like, well, women need to tell men. Well, there's lots of dudes like this piece of shit where you tell that guy, like you didn't make me come. And he's like, well, you're a fucking bitch.
Right.
Some and then if you're a young woman that hasn't, you know, like emotionally developed yet to where you're like strong enough and thick skinned enough to be like, no, fuck you. This isn't my problem. It's not even necessarily your problem. This is a thing. This is a fun game now we can play
exactly.
And figure out together. But you're like you tell that to a young girl. And she's like, OK, so now the boy I like and my entire value is based on this boy liking me. And now he's mad at me because he didn't satisfy me. So what I'm going to do is just tell him he did because it's easier that way.
Right.
Yeah.
And not only that, but
it's
some guys.
It's not her responsibility.
No. And the other thing too is like when you get older and you have open communication. But the other thing too, and we've talked about this before, a lot of dudes, their ego's so wrapped up in that they get their feelings hurt. And best case scenario, if a guy's like, and you're like, no, I didn't come. And they'll be like, oh, and you could just, cause it'll be sometimes. And like we were talking about in the last episode and like Megan and I come a lot, but there are times where I'll be like fucking and maybe I only want to come once or twice and I'm not going to come all over the place. There'll be times when I'm masturbating and I think I'm going to come and I like almost come. And then I like halfway through, I'm like,
which is the worst.
Yeah. And then I don't have full orgasm. And I'm like, sometimes I'm just not.
You just stop.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just not there and it's okay. Yeah. It's not a big deal. But what happens is dudes take it so a lot of dudes, because their ego and theory, it comes from a good place of being like, I want to please my partner.
Yeah.
But when your partner, and this isn't any, whether it's like gender queer, heteronormative, homosexual, any relationship, when you're with your partner, that comes from a place of being like, I want to make this person come and feel good. And that's a good thing. But then you also at the same time have to be understanding that they might just not be in the mood to come, and don't take it personally. And maybe they're just not ready to come. But people, I mean, if I'm with a guy and he doesn't come, like first time that happened, I remember being like, oh my God, am I like
100%. That's happened to me.
And you feel terrible. But then as you get older, you learn like, oh, wait a minute.
It doesn't need to happen.
That's
time.
Not. And the sounds, someone that I slept with, it was the first BDSM relationship I ever had. It was very interesting because it was a really actually like a loving relationship. This is in Florida. But I remember one time he said to me, he said that he was like 16 and he first started having sex, and he was having sex with this woman in her 40s when he was 16. And he goes, I remember that she taught me, he goes, you know, and all the things that was like in probably an illegal relationship, whatever. He goes, but I remember she taught him everyone's responsible for their own orgasm. Cause she like didn't come and he felt really badly. And she was like, no, it's fine. Everyone's responsible for their own orgasm. And he told me that, and that has made that's made everything so much more relaxing for me. Cause it's like, we're all adults.
No, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
You know, we're all adults. We all know how to get ourselves off. And the other thing, it's not anyone's job. I don't expect someone, if we've been fucking for an hour and a half and I'm like, I'm done, I don't really feel like I'm going to come, I don't want you jamming sticks and tongues and weird things in my pussy. Just leave me alone.
No, you just need to listen and do what you're going to do.
Are you fucking the Blair Witch?
Yes.
Sticks?
That's my third surprise I was trying to keep for you.
Damn it.
I ruined everything cool. You know.
I know. I'm bringing her with me to the airport.
Yes. A third tuna melt. Perfect.
No, you know what? I think it's interesting. And I also think that, you know, in those BDSM relationships, I think that that elevates the level of communication and trust even more, where it's like, you really need to be on the same page. You really need to be talking things out. So and men get really wrapped up in their own shit because we all feel like our dicks aren't good enough, or that we tongue them too quick, or that we're not pleasing in the right way. And I've been really guilty of that as a young man. Like, it's taken me a long time.
And women feel inadequate all the time also.
Right.
I think that's really the takeaway from this, is people need to thought, none of this is gender specific, whether
everyone
you identify as
inadequate.
One gender or another or neither. You hate yourself. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, that's the great equalizer, is we all fucking hate ourselves.
Wow.
It just depends on how it comes out in the world.
We really brought everyone together with self-loathing in this episode.
It is true though. But that's a fucked up thing. You try to get together to like have sex, it's supposed to be this bonding experience, but everyone's self-conscious about like, how do I look? Am I making them feel happy? And it's just this fucking insane. And then everyone's mad and nobody comes.
Just like this podcast every week.
Right.
Everyone's mad and nobody comes.